December and January. Which may be warm from you. For you it's cold for me.
Probably.
10 degrees, 8, 7, not minus. It's really cold for me. So as you say, Fahrenheit in case. So I want to draw your attention to one thing very important. And it concerns the doors.
Yeah, fine.
All these buildings we go into, they all have the lovely doors. So, Berbers, they say they like to invest money in cedar doors. It's one of the things that they value. Remember, cedar door, the older they get, the more value it has. Go to an auction today. Go to people who sell the cedar doors, how much money they ask. So you never lose money in a lovely cedar door. Cedar doors, Berber carpets, silver wheel jewelry, sabers and daggers. Before people, they had Visa. Plastic, fantastic. That's what the things they want to get. When they are in financial difficulty, they can take them and sell them. We will see some houses in Medina, we're going to pass by. They have small doors inside the bedroom. There is a small door here. There are three doors in this room. There is two big ones, and on each side there is an arch. Okay? But I have to tell you that some doors in Medina, exterior doors, are smaller than this. And tourists, they see them, they ask me if the Berbers are short. We used to have a tribe in Morocco, very short people. But that's not the reason. Even when you come as a guest and you're tall, and there is a high door in, on the swing side, smaller, they make you get through this small door. Even when they know you're tall, they want you to kneel down and get through the small one. And by doing so, you're showing how humble they make you kneel down. I've never heard a Berber saying I'm tall. If you're tall, you'll say I'm tall. So I'm short. He who kneels down, he never hit his head. That's that, Berber. He who kneels down, he never hit his head. Remember, it's a culture that which wants people to be humble. Whatever is your color, your race, your origin, should be like that. He never hit his head. So because people who are short, they are not short. Okay? Okay.
I couldn't get what he was saying about what the door was made of. It's cedar.
Cedar doors?
Yeah.
From the cedar wood.
Yeah.
And they always, he was saying that they retain their value.
I'm not going to take one home now. Or go and get one at auction.
Buy one from eBay.
Yes, aha.
Oh, we're going this way.
Small step down.
Thank you. He keeps saying different houses, but he means different rooms.
Yeah.
And there's a big step now of about a foot.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't it? Speak to me anyway. A slightly shorter one, about 8 inches. Well, yeah, the steps get lower and lower as we go. This one's only about 3 inches. Now we are in an outer courtyard again, and there's a fountain, a font. There's no water in it, though, or it looks like it's got a thing that could spray water out, but it isn't actually spraying any water. Just be careful, because there's two steps.
That's the
mark. It's nice and cool, isn't it? There's two steps down.
Shall I get a photograph? Because we're outside.
Yes, please, yeah. Awesome. I'll do the 1, 2, 3 actually. And go 1, 2, 3. Okay, we're done.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you want a bath, can't you?
Yeah, it looks like a big bird bath. And,
get the water on.
Yeah, you have been baptized already? shame they don't put them on every day.
But it must look beautiful because, you know, when you're here by yourself, it's quiet and peaceful and you have the sound of the water. Yeah, if you want to touch, there is a lovely marble.
It feels beautiful.
But it's not
beautiful. It's
not
beautiful.
The water. It
must be heavy.
No, it's marble. It's Moroccan marble.
Yeah. Just have a dip in there.
Careful. So please, we left business. We come into the private section to talk about the private life of the men. So men who come for business, they are not allowed to reach this side. They should stop there. Haram. In Arabic, we say haram. Forbidden. Sinful. Forbidden for men coming for business to reach this side. From that word comes a harem. You know the word harem?
That's a nice one.
Harem. Harem is not only wine. Harem. All women in the family, mother, sister, daughter, they're all a harem. And this is what his whole life used to be. I didn't say used to leave, because they are not doomed to spend their life in these four rooms. So we have, on each side, we have one room on your left, one in front of you, we're going to cross later on, one on the right, and one just in the corner. Three are open, and one is closed. So each wife had a room, and each wife had her children close to her, when they are babies. Because when they get a certain age, they have to move. And each wife had a woman, like a super nanny, a servant, to look after the children of her, because these wives are very busy with wives of diplomats. So when they come with the husbands stay with the prime minister, so the wife of the prime minister entertained them. So, which means, close the room, it's for the wife, it just closed.
So they have four wives, each wife
had a room. There is one room closed now. Closed now. Now. The intersection in the palace closed. They don't want to open them because it takes so much time and money for restoration. We'll show you about 25% of the palace. 20% closed for renovation. We'll talk about it soon. And 50% has never been opened. So there must be kitchens, dining rooms, steaming baths, a big private garden, because these wives, they don't have a garden. Holy fountain. He's supposed to be a god, but because he was concerned about space, he didn't fix it here. So there's a lot of people who move around here. They have a mosque, heaven. They have a school, Quranic school.
Inside?
Yes. He has a mosque to teach religion, to teach his children. Like your nursery school. They call them here Quran at the time. They learn just Arabic, a few chapters from Quran, alphabets, numbers, prepare them before they go to the primary school. So, if you're smart enough in Morocco and you want to have four wives, this is what you should provide them with. And these are requisites. These are building sufficient.
Okay. John, it's never too late.
Yeah.
We find new wives here. Trade in the house in Canada.
Okay. So, let me tell you. I'm sure you know polygamy.
Yes.
I'm sure you know about it. Maybe some people, they don't know that when a man wants to have a second wife, official, I'm talking official, he must have a permission from his first. It's a written now. It's written. It used to be oral. If you want to have a third, you guys want your permission. When I fall, it is straight. And he must tell his first wife before he marry her. Not that he marry and he change his mind. We don't change our mind when we talk about lovely women. It's not a pair of shoes, we buy it. It's human dignity. Okay? And he must treat them equally. Your favorite wine, your favorite chocolate. So, very few Moroccans now have more than one wife. Very few. I don't even have a number. I'll be just guessing to tell you about 2% of Moroccans have more than one wife.
2%. Yeah, because it's hard work.
It's very expensive. It's very expensive. I know a man. I know a man. He's my age. He has three wives. He looks cool. So he bought three houses. for history watch. You put them together in a big house, things is not going okay.